It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Yes, indeed. Dave here. All the clips assembled, ready to go for your listening enjoyment. What did we do on the show today? Well, we talked about yoga. Goat yoga. Oh, yeah. It's a hot new trend out there, almost as popular as airline fighting. We talked the unfriendly skies as well, G-rated motherisms, and welcomed comedian and impressionist Craig Gass on the show today. Let's dive right in, shall we? Cannonball! It's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast.
It looks like the weather for Mother's Day is going to be really good. I was looking at a list of things that people, you know, moms always want for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. One of them is spa treatments. And I saw this story the other day, right? The people in New Hampshire aren't kidding about this new spa yoga trend, all right, in which baby goats are unleashed on practitioners' backs for some light-hoofed massaging.
It's like a right? scene out of Portlandia.
It is. All right. The farm-based trend is so popular in the Nottingham studio that 350-person waiting list has already been drawn up, right, according to the union leader in New Hampshire. It's a newspaper in New Hampshire. Five baby Nigerian goat yogis are let loose on a 7-person class. Participants are encouraged to laugh as the kids sniff their hair, climb on their backs during their practice. All right, I've got an ad for the place. Okay. I don't know if you heard about this joint.
Want to relax? Then come to the Goat Yoga Studio. Our yoga classes are taught by the finest goat instructors, and all are welcome, especially goats.
I don't understand. Is this the downward goat pose we're supposed to be doing right now? No? Goat plank? Anybody understand? No? Because you're all goats? Hey, can somebody switch with me? This goat is really distracting me from... Ow, ow, he's eating my foot. The goat is eating my foot. Somebody throw this thing a tin can or something. This is not relaxing.
Goat yoga, taught by goats, for goats. Enroll today. Warning, there are goats here.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you. Oh, rocks.
102.9.
Yes. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
Did you hear about the fight over the weekend, I think, with Spirit Airlines, where they canceled like nine fights and an absolute riot broke out?
Yeah, I watched the video. It was fun.
This is becoming a daily occurrence. This is now happening. This just happened with a Southwest Airlines flight on its way to Southern California. The plane has landed. All right, the trip is over. They get into a fist fight. I've got audio. This is actual audio from the plane. Listen to this.
Get off! Stop it!
This needs a band or something, you know?
Stop it! Stop it!
Come fight with me. Let's fight right on the plane.
I was having that kind of feel.
I drank some booze. Now you're black and blue, and they can't tear me away. I don't care if it's your stinking honeymoon today. Come fight with me, let's fight. Come on, fight, I wanna fight.
Stop it!
Till they drag us off the plane.
Get off this plane!
Get off!
You think this guy's crazy?
Someone get my bags.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
The new survey that came out, this is a lot like the motherisms, except these are cleaner than what people are telling us that their mothers said. A new survey came out about people, expressions that their moms use. All right, Sin, you ready?
Okay.
All right, how many of these are you, can we accuse you of? Okay. Are you guilty of? You ready? Because I said so.
Nope.
No, really?
Wow. I feel that's standard.
Yeah, wow.
Well, everyone says that. I use psychological torture on my children, but I don't say things like that.
Animal.
I don't say anything.
Yeah, right. Just stare. People
43% of people said their mom used it. Don't worry, everything will be okay.
Yes, I do say that.
Okay, 40% of moms use that one. You'll always be my baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately enough for me, my brother gets that one. All right. My mother thinks my name is Larry. Okay. She does. She does. My mom, unfortunately, is, you know, losing her mind.
Right.
All right. She's going through dementia, and she is convinced that I am her brother Larry.
Well, she probably liked her brother Larry.
She
right?
did. She did. Yeah. Unfortunately, he died in 1957.
Oh, well. That's amazing. You look young. That's a compliment.
All right. I'm always here to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? Okay. All right. Well, you have girls. Moms don't say that to boys.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You're stronger than you think you are. I got that one.
I got that one.
No. All right. They're at a this too shall pass. If my mother ever said this too shall pass, I would have thrown the Bible at her.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you. Oh, rocks.
102.9.
I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
In the studio with us this morning is a comedian impressionist, Craig Gass. Craig will be at the Raven Lounge on Sansom Street this Saturday. Tickets are available through getgass.com. I love that.
Yeah, the Ravens. We're doing three shows on Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
These shows are going to sell out, not because...
Wait, are you already doing Gene Simmons?
These shows are going to sell out, and I'll tell you why. Because we're selling tickets... for $250, okay? And for every ticket we sell, guess what?
What?
KISS is going to donate $5 to the Red Cross. So what do you want to do? You want to help people or you want to watch them die? Go to kissonline.com.
No, the shows are going to sell out because, not because I'm famous or popular, but because the room holds 20 people. That's why we're doing three shows. So if you go to Raven's Lounge, this will be the most intimate shows I've ever done in my life.
That is for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be, we literally could fit everyone in the room in my rental car and just get the hell out of there and just go bowling. So the Ravens Lounge is going to be really special on Saturday night. But I timed it because I wanted to watch the Phillies play. I wanted to watch the Metallica concert. And it's been 4 or 5 years since I've been here.
Wow.
Can I tell you a quick story about something that happened since last time I saw you?
Is this the KISS cruise?
I got in trouble with KISS.
Yes, please.
I didn't get in trouble with KISS. I got in trouble with their fans who complained to KISS.
Okay.
Because KISS asked me to perform with them on the KISS cruise. And while I was out on the KISS cruise, I meet this girl who is the... she's the cruise director. She's really upbeat and peppy. She's the Julie McCoy.
She's the Julie of the ship.
Of the KISS cruise.
Okay.
And when she meets me, she says, oh my God, you're the guy who does the voices for Family Guy and American Dad. Oh my God. Do you want to make a funny announcement with me on the ship tomorrow morning? And I said, oh God, yes.
Do I?
is everyone going to hear it? And she goes, oh, it gets piped into every cabin. And I said, oh, what time? And she said, just meet me at 8 a.m. The next morning, everyone on the KISS cruise woke up to,
hey, everybody, this is Paul Stanley. And this is Gene Simmons from KISS. And we have a very important announcement. Do not panic, but we have a very important announcement about the KISS cruise. It seems that the KISS cruise... has just hit an iceberg.
Now, keep in mind, when I said we've hit an iceberg, we're in the middle of the freaking Bahamas, okay? There's no reason for you as an intelligent person to go, this ship's going down! We're in the Bahamas.
But do not panic, because KISS is going to take care of everybody, okay? We actually have three packages to get you off the ship, okay? First... we have the Platinum Package, which is $5,000, which is we put you in a life raft. You have your own private photo taken with KISS, okay? Then we have the Diamond Package. Isn't that right, Paul?
That's right.
The Diamond Package. For $10,000, where we throw you in the ocean with Tommy and Eric, and then KISS floats by on a raft. We do a private acoustic show in the ocean.
Everything I said was stupid, but apparently two or three of the passengers actually ran to the employees and said, is KISS really going to charge us to get off this boat? They really thought, like, they actually could see it as a possibility that we would hit an iceberg, but that KISS would stand at the exit and go,
you got to get your KISS credit cards if you want to leave. So,
yeah. So,
wow.
And that sounded like Christopher Walken. Wow.
They're from the same neighborhood.
Yeah. And,
I've got a Christopher Walken story to tell you later.
Okay. Can I tell you a quick one now?
Yeah.
So, my friend Kamal from the Jerky Boys.
Right.
Kamal has a friend who's a schemer. He wants to be an actor. He actually tells people, I'm a background actor. And which is he's an extra.
He's an extra. I'm
a background actor. He's got a body of work. And he called up Kamal and said, hey, I heard there's a bar on 25th Street that every Tuesday, you know, actors and casting people hang out. It's like a thing. You got to know. Mm-hmm. How about me and you go? I'll bring my stuff with me. And they get to this bar. Again, this is over 25 years ago. Kamal says they walk up to the bar and they look and they see a guy laying on the ground. It's Christopher Walken in front of the bar and he's got a bloody mouth.
Oh my God.
He just got in a bar fight right there. And Kamal's friend actually walks up and goes, Chris, you okay? Hey, my name's Dave. I'm an actor. I don't know if you remember Kelly. She's my sister. She works in craft services. Do you remember working with a girl named Kelly?
He's on Chris, the ground bleeding.
Chris, he's bleeding. And Chris goes, what's your name? Is it Dave? Dave, I want you to turn around and I want you to get out of my face or I'm going to make sure you disappear and nobody is ever going to hear from you again. And he goes, okay, can I give you my reel? No, okay. And he actually does that move.
Craig Nash, this Saturday night, Raven Lounge, 17th and Sansom Street. Get tickets through GetGass, that's GASS.com. It has been a while since he's been in the studio. It has been a while since I haven't said it's been a while since he's been in the studio. But in the studio with us this morning is a comedian, impressionist, Craig Gass. The reason why you're good at this is really because you grew up in a deaf household.
Yes. Everyone in my family is deaf.
Really?
Mom, dad, and my sister are all completely deaf. And growing up in a deaf family, I couldn't learn how to talk from my own family. Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to talk like that.
Yes, exactly. And by the way, John was telling me one of his favorite jokes, and this is a true story. People would always be sensitive and delicate around my family because they didn't want to do anything offensive or say anything offensive. And meanwhile, the most offensive jokes I've ever heard about deaf people were from my own deaf family. I took my sister out to dinner for a surprise birthday party, and at dinner, my sister is signing to me at the table and saying, do you want to hear a good joke? And I said, sure. And she went, me too. And I was like, oh my God. Jesus. Yeah. But growing up in a deaf family, I couldn't learn how to talk for my family. I learned how to talk by copying all the voices I heard on TV. And I've always been able to mimic any kind of voice that I hear.
What's the tattoo story?
All right. The guy said to me, you can't ever tell anybody the story. But I need to share the story. I just won't tell you who it is.
If you can't tell us who it is, I want to be told by other people.
Okay.
All right. So every time I hit this bell.
Okay.
Right. You change voices.
Okay. So a friend of mine who was the singer, arguably one of the biggest rock bands of the 80s.
Okay.
Okay.
Gilbert Gottfried.
This band was one of the biggest bands of the 80s, and they still do big shows. They do big festivals everywhere all over the world.
Al Pacino.
So they're doing a show over in Europe. Who's the headliner? It's AC/DC, baby. The singer of AC/DC walks into this band's dressing room. The band naked. They're getting ready to go on stage.
Sam Kinison.
And so, Brian Johnson walks in and he says, and he's holding court with somebody. When he looks over, the drummer starts staring at him and he starts laughing. And he goes, oh.
Hey, I don't know if you noticed this, but there's a giant penis on your back! And he says it to the drummer, and the drummer goes, wait a second. What do you mean there's a big penis on my back?
Adam Sandler.
And that's how he goes. He goes, yeah, you got a big penis on your back, you know? And the guy goes, what are you talking about? And he goes, no, look. And then he goes, look, it's a big penis. And the guy, the doorman goes, he goes, no, it's a... it's an angry dragon. And that's what it is. And so...
Morgan Freeman.
That's when Brian Johnson said, no, it's a big penis. Look, it's like you got a big shaft right here. It looks like two testicles down at the bottom.
Tracy Morgan.
Everybody in the band turned around and said, wait a second, turn around, let me take a picture of that. And they all started taking pictures with their cell phones. And they said, look, and they showed the picture. See, it looks like a shaft, and you can see two testes down here. And now he's looking at this picture for the first time, like for real. That's when the singer looked over and said, listen, man, I ain't trying to be a jerk, but I gotta be honest with you. It doesn't even look like that dragon is breathing fire. It's all over your back, man. And then he could really see it for the first time, and he said, man, screw that. Let's go on stage. We're going to rock out right now. Let me put my shirt on.
The next day, he calls the tattoo shop back in the United States, and he goes, hey, I don't appreciate you trying to be funny with drawing a big penis on my back. You think that's funny? And this is what he hears from the tattoo shop. Yeah, we had a lot of problems with that guy. We got a lot of complaints that he liked to incorporate penises into all of his tattoos. But listen, we'll make it up to you. Next time you come back in, we'll cover it up. I mean, obviously it's a big tattoo, but no charge. We'll cover up your whole back. And and so the next day he's got another festival show with his band. He walks in the room and the whole band's staring at him, and he goes, I got a big penis on my back. Everyone goes, man, we thought you were like buddies with the tattoo guy. He goes, I love that guy. I partied with him. He did a couple of my tattoos. I thought we were bros. And someone goes, a couple of your tattoos. And he goes, no, I did the dragon and the Jesus on my leg. Oh, man! No idea. For over 10 years, he's walking around with a tattoo of Jesus with a boner. Like, he had no idea.
Craig Gass, this Saturday night, Raven Lounge, 17th and Sansom Street. Get tickets through GetGass, that's GASS.com.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's rad.
MGK.
Oh,